source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety. No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Yes, it is. We've made it to Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Just shy of 410 here on a Friday. Hope you've had a wonderful work week. The weather doesn't look too great. We'll get updates throughout the show with meteorologist Alan Strum on that. Also checking you on your way home this evening or out wherever you may be headed. Gracie, good to see you today.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Big plans for the weekend?
Nope.
No Barbenheimer or maybe one of the two?
I'm going to try to maybe go on Sunday, but I haven't... I feel like I haven't unpacked for my trip yet.
Yeah.
So I kind of just need to like...
Yeah, unwind, just relax.
Do laundry, go grocery shopping. So
I understand that completely. If you are planning on going to Barbenheimer this weekend, we have expert tips that you need to follow to make sure that you completely enjoy the experience. We'll get to that later on in the show. Of course, your text always welcomed and appreciated. 850-437-1620 is the text line. We start with our top three stories here to wrap up a busy week. Number one, Chinese hackers reportedly breached email accounts of top U.S. diplomats, including the ambassador to China, Nicholas Burns. The Wall Street Journal says hackers also broke into the email accounts of Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo and Daniel Crittenbrink, the Assistant Secretary of State for East Asia. He traveled to China with Secretary of State Antony Blinken just last month.
Also, weather forecasters say that the heat wave in the southern half of the U.S. could last well into August. In Phoenix, Arizona, they've already broken a 49-year-old record with 21 consecutive days of highs reaching at least 110 degrees. That is expected to continue throughout at least the last day of July. And then this is kind of scary, too. In Las Vegas, the asphalt temperatures have reportedly gone as high as 144 degrees.
Yeah, and around this time, we always think, wear shoes or wear protective covering, but we don't think about the pets, maybe. Mm-hmm. And so this is an important reminder there, as we've got heat indexes this week of around 106 degrees. I think it's what it reached today. So be mindful of your pets if you're taking them out on walks. Make sure that if they can get into grassy areas, or maybe just do it when it's not quite so hot outside. But that's a good reminder there. Also, top three stories, the National Hurricane Center is now giving a disturbance over the Central Atlantic a 60% chance of formation over the next 7 days. The area of thunderstorms located several hundred miles west of the Cabo Verde Islands, and it's continuing to move westward. The next named storm would be Emily. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Dawn continues spinning out in the north central Atlantic. It'll move northeast and weaken into a depression by Monday afternoon. Those are your top three stories. Looking at some local headlines, we're getting new information today after an arrest made in the death of a 70-year-old man in Santa Rosa County. The man accused of killing 70-year-old Stephen Jernigan was his cousin. 53-year-old Robert Patrick Jernigan was arrested last night and now charged with felony homicide in Stephen's death. He was found dead outside his home on Schnoor Road Wednesday evening. Investigators say he had several fractures, including his ribs and pelvic bone, hemorrhaging in the neck area. His cousin Robert allegedly strangled him and ran him over with a golf cart. Also today, a Cantonment teacher arrested earlier this week on accusations she kicked a 5-year-old student, dragged her across the room, and shoved her onto the floor, and allegedly all of this caught on videotape, according to Channel 3. That happened back on March 24th at an Escambia County Head Start program. The teacher, 24-year-old Cheyenne Kenny, was arrested Wednesday and released on $5,000 bond. Well, last night, the Milton city leaders were in the room together for the first time since the city manager search blew up in their faces over the weekend. Much of the discussion last night centering around the communications or perhaps miscommunication between Councilman Mike Cusack and city attorney Alex Andrade when it came to negotiating the contract with Scott Collins.
He asked me if he should talk to our attorney without me. I'm part of the phone call. He goes, I don't think I'm going to talk to him unless you're on it. And I says, well, don't come across uncooperative. You know, just go ahead and do what you, whatever you feel you need to do. But I just want to put that out there, and I'll just leave it at that.
So just to clarify, if I wasn't needed to initiate or engage in negotiations, the council should have directed me to stand down.
So that was Cusack and Andrade last night. Also, Andrade relayed text messages he had received from Collins, which seemed to indicate Collins' reservations started even before he had his in-person interview.
One day, when you have a few minutes, I'll give you the backstory. There are some things you need / deserve to know. The pot stirring around there started 15 minutes after my video interview.
So Collins initially withdrew from consideration on Saturday. City leaders attempted to get him back to the table, and then on Monday confirmed he was no longer a candidate. So last night, there was, the total meeting lasted about 4 hours. Roughly half of it was dedicated to council and public comment. So we'll see what happens moving forward. 4:15, more local headlines coming up in just a moment. Gracie has a check of the roads and weather.
Well, this Friday afternoon, roads are looking pretty good. We do have slowdowns on 98 getting into Navarre from Windhaven Beach, but running smoothly on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola. If you do see something on the roads slowing you down, give a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. For this afternoon, we're going to have high temperatures and dry skies, mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 81. Coming up tomorrow, we are going to be seeing some rain as well as a heat advisory. So we have showers and thunderstorms most likely after 2 p.m., mostly sunny skies with a high of 96 for tomorrow. Heat index value is going to get as high as possibly 113. So also continued rain throughout Saturday night is when we're going to be seeing some heavier rain. It's 93 right now in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Also this week, the State Board of Education met and got an update on Warrington Preparatory Academy, of course, the former Warrington Middle School this week. Charter Schools USA Superintendent Eddie Ruiz talked to the board, said their first focus was fixing up the building.
The shape we found the building was, to be honest, not conducive for student learning. And really what we've been doing over the last 30 to 45 days has been doing a total remake, makeover of those facilities, including painting the exterior interior of the buildings. We've cleaned and waxed all the floors, the bathrooms, replaced carpets, redone the gym. We have redone the lighting to make sure it's a nice environment for the students.
And Ruiz says they're also focusing on hiring staff. Right now, the school has hired 47 people. They've got about 25 jobs they still have to fill there. Also, a local architectural firm unveiling plans this week for a new 9-story hotel in downtown Pensacola. The Architectural Review Board yesterday heard from architects Brian Spencer and William Brantley about the planned 159-room hotel that would be atop of the post office building at the corner of Palafox and Romana Streets.
The building footprint that we feel most appropriately with its height fits in our downtown fabric. This actually, that almost square tower is much more similar to the Thiessen building and both Seville Tower.
And Spencer says the building would preserve the load-bearing brick facades while at the same time incorporating modern architecture. Not known or no timeline released as far as this planned development, when they may start or even if they get that far, but a pretty interesting concept there at the corner of Palafox and Romana downtown, and would give the skyline a new structure to enjoy there. 4:18, we'll get a quick update on some state headlines before our first commercial break. Help from Florida is on the way to Vermont. Governor Ron DeSantis says the state is deploying a team specialist from the Florida Department of Emergency Management as backup to FEMA to help residents impacted by flooding earlier this month. Of course, many cities across Vermont are continuing to clean up and rebuild from flooding caused by severe storms over the last week.
Also, Florida's unemployment rate is holding steady. The State Department of Commerce reports that jobless rates maintained at 2.6% in June, marking the sixth straight month that it's held steady.
Grace, are you a big fan of Shark Week?
A little bit. I used to a lot in, like, middle school.
Okay. So we've heard of Cocaine Bear, and it appears we're going to find out if cocaine sharks are a thing in Florida. Sharks lurking off the coast may be eating bundles of cocaine dumped into the ocean by smugglers, and scientists want to find out.
Notice how she's swimming?
Yeah, it looks like she's slightly on the one side. Almost like she's weighted down. She's not quite level. Now that is unusual. Could be a past injury, or maybe a chemical imbalance. Either way, something to note for sure.
Marine biologist Tom Hurd is leading a new TV series called Cocaine Sharks, and it's set to premiere during Discovery Channel's Shark Week next week.
That is nuts. Oh, my goodness.
Now you're all in now.
Yeah, now I'm watching for sure. Also coming out of Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis is threatening to sue the parent company of Bud Light. He says that Anheuser-Busch violated legal responsibilities to its shareholders when it partnered with transgender social media influencer Dylan Mulvaney. The partnership caused customers to boycott Bud Light, resulting in a major decline in sales.
A Winter Park woman who's accused of killing her boyfriend during a game of hide-and-seek heads to trial next week. Sarah Boone allegedly zipped Jorge Torres into a suitcase while playing the game in February of 2020. She maintains it was an accident, but cell phone video may tell a different story. The trial is set for Monday. 4:20, we'll take a break and look at national headlines when we return. It's a Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
Get ready to get down with legendary disco and dance group, KC and the Sunshine Band, Sunday, August 27th at the Pensacola Singer Theater, celebrating 50 years of making booty shake.
Shake your booty, shake your booty, whoa, yeah.
Reserve seat tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. KC and the Sunshine Band, August 27th, Pensacola Singer Theater.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, head downtown for another Gallery Night Pensacola. Enjoy this fun community events, live music, food, and friends. This month's theme is Sustainable Summer. See GalleryNightPensacola.org. Saturday evening at the new Bayview Community Center in East Hill, it's Bands on the Bayou. Ben Lofton and the family takes the stage at 6:30. More at BandsOnTheBayou.com. Submit your event at NewsRadio923.com.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Friday. We have made it through the week and going to have kind of a rainy weekend, but hope it is very good for you either way. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to our national headlines. I-10 and I-110 showing no major slowdowns throughout our area, as well as no major delays on Highway 90 throughout Pace and Milton. If you are leaving Windhaven Beach heading towards Navarre, expect your everyday afternoon delays. If you see something else on the road, something out of the ordinary, give a call to the traffic line 850-2626-111 with the details. We do have a heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. this afternoon, a low of 81 with mostly clear skies for tonight. Coming up tomorrow, we have rain and a heat advisory. So for Saturday, showers and thunderstorms are going to be likely mainly after 1 p.m. in mostly sunny skies with a high near 96. Heat index could get as high as to about 113. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
You said 113?
That's what it's showing on here. Heat index as high as possible.
And that's tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
For Saturday.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And thunderstorms too. So hopefully not too bad, but 113 sounds fun for nobody. Okay. Looking at some national headlines. So, President Biden is announcing that Admiral Lisa Franchetti will be the Navy's top officer. If confirmed, she would be the first woman in the Navy's history to hold the top job and the first woman in the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Franchetti currently serves as the Vice Chief of Naval Operations. She was commissioned in 1985.
Also, former President Trump's trial in his classified document cases is set for next spring. So Judge Eileen Cannon has scheduled the trial to begin on May 20th of 2024. The trial will begin months after the GOP begins its 2024 presidential primary season. Trump is facing more than three dozen federal charges related to the handling of the classified documents.
A New Jersey school bus aide is charged with manslaughter in the death of a six-year-old girl. Fashu Williams, a nonverbal special needs student, was strapped into her wheelchair on the way to summer school Monday when a series of bumps caused the wheelchair harness to tighten, choking her to death.
She makes sounds. She has a voice.
If you hear anything, you will look. So these people are not even looking, not hearing, not paying, not turning around.
And her parents want answers, saying their daughter would have made sounds, which the bus aide should have heard. But bus video shows 27-year-old Amanda DeVia sitting up front and using her cell phone with earbuds in both ears.
Another kind of disturbing story coming out of Oklahoma. Police in Oklahoma are investigating what they believe might be a triple murder-suicide. Mm-hmm. So a mother and her three children, including an infant, were found dead on Thursday night inside their home that's near Tulsa. They found bodies of the woman and the three children, ranging from just a few months old to around 11. Police also found a handgun. So officers have responded to the same home for domestic and mental health calls a number of times in the past.
Terrible. Yes. Russian missiles reportedly hit grain terminals in southern Ukraine's Odessa region for the fourth night in a row last night. This week's attacks followed Russia's pullout from a UN-brokered deal, allowing safe shipments of Ukrainian grain through the Black Sea.
Also, the Department of Justice is preparing for a lawsuit over Texas's floating border wall. So it's currently bobbing into the Rio Grande near the town of Eagle Pass, which could become a dangerous spot for illegal immigration. In a letter, the DOJ says that the system of buoys violates the federal law, raises humanitarian concerns, and interferes with the federal government's ability to carry out its official duties.
Back in February, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey lifted the temporary suspension of capital punishment in the state. This morning in Atmore, the first execution since last November.
The state of Alabama carried out the execution of James Barber by lethal injection at William C. Holman Prison. Barber was executed for the 2001 capital murder of Dorothy Epps in Madison County.
He was convicted for killing Dorothy Epps during a robbery in Huntsville back in 2001. It's 4:30 right now. Fox News Update is coming up, and it's Friday. That means our weekly conversation with Tanner Stewart. The week that was, that's next. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Regani. The Pfizer plant in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, hit hard by a tornado this week. Pfizer CEO Dr. Albert Bourla says there's a lot of work ahead to restore the facility.
But we are committed. We will do it. We will bring things back to order.
The factory makes nearly 25% of Pfizer's sterile injectable medicines used in hospitals across the country. The investigation continues into Rex Heuermann, who's accused of murdering three women on Long Island, New York's Gilgo Beach. Fox's Nate Foy is outside Heuermann's house in Massapequa Park.
Investigators back here at the family's home for an eighth straight day. And in the week plus that Rex Heuermann has been in custody, the Suffolk County Sheriff tells Fox today he has shown no emotion whatsoever and is currently on suicide watch.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Another bit of a strain between Amazon and its workforce, the e-commerce and tech giant will require some corporate employees to relocate in line with a recent mandate that workers be in the office 3 days a week. Both Bloomberg and the Wall Street Journal are reporting that managers at various Amazon businesses are telling their staff that if they are located in smaller offices or are remote workers, they may have to move to what the company calls main hub locations, such as the company's headquarters in Seattle or offices in New York or San Francisco. There's a report that Disney boss Bob Iger and ESPN chief Jimmy Pitaro have begun discussions with the NFL and NBA about those leagues becoming minority investors in the cable sports network. CNBC reports Disney-owned ESPN is investigating new strategic partnerships and investment structures. Disney shares up 1.1% today. Stocks ended narrowly mixed overall, but the Dow Industrials did eke out a 2.5-point gain. That's a 10th straight positive finish. That's Your Money Now.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Angie. It's easier than ever to get home projects done well. Get started at Angie.com. Apparently, ring culture doesn't exist only in the NBA. According to Julian Edelman, after winning 3 Super Bowl titles with New England, Tom Brady said his goal wasn't to surpass Joe Montana's 4 championships. It was to pass Michael Jordan's 6 titles. As we know, Brady did that, winning 7 Super Bowls before retiring for the second time in March. I'm Maggie Gray.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Peakmore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat 7 adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID.4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Feedmore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3. Happy Friday. Hope you're having a great end to your week and getting ready for an awesome weekend. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get the rundown on sports as well as pop culture and some wacky stories as well. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. We do have typical afternoon traffic, including Pine Forest in between Nine Mile and I-10, as well as westbound leaving Windhaven Beach heading towards Navarre on 98. If you see anything on the roads, give a call to 850-262-6111 for your traffic details. For weather, we are going to get a quick update from WEAR.
The weather overnight will be warm and humid with overnight lows really pretty close to 80 degrees. Over the weekend, more sunshine and more heat, but we've got a chance for thunderstorms. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast for both Saturday and Sunday. Saturday's rain chance about 50%. Sunday, that jumps up to around 70 or 80%, and we'll see highs in the 90s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 92 right now in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze. Also, if you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRealty.com. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Gracie. All right, so it's Friday, time for one of our favorite things that we do around here, our weekly check-in with Tanner Stewart. The week that was with Tanner Stewart. Tanner, good Friday to you, sir. So we're going to start here with one story that you broke earlier this week. The Pines at Warrington Apartments, 30 residents now scrambling to come up with a solution after they received eviction notices to be out in 14 days. Have we learned anything new since you were out there earlier this week?
Yeah, Joe, there's been no update there, and it's kind of strange because they have now less than 14 days to evict from there. But of course, once that 14th day hits, there will be a process to get tenants out that refuse to leave, and we'll cover that down the road if that comes to that a week or so from now. But just to go back to the initial situation, there's a weird clause that allows this company to evict anyone under extraordinary circumstances. It's force majeure, and I've never seen it before, but I imagine anyone who's ever lived in an apartment may have this clause in their lease agreement, but it was one of those in the very back of the contract when you almost get sick of reading the whole thing that maybe you just pass on over or you don't take too seriously. But the clause says for reasons like storm damage or a hurricane, for example, or tornado, which they're claiming hit in that area around then, that allows them, if there's damage to a complex, to evict anyone at a moment's notice. And they've given them 14 days. Residents, every single one that I've spoken to impacted by this, Joe, they're all concerned. They seemed startled. They said this came out of nowhere. I spoke with a county commissioner, too, who also told me that this place has been neglected for years. Mike Kohler, who's over the area, just says that it's very, very hard to try to get this company to work with them at all if they can, and the county doesn't really have any say in this thing, because going back to that force majeure clause, it allows them to evict residents. But it's definitely got them up in arms over there, and a lot of people don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, you've got 2 weeks and school coming up, and one of the residents you talked to brought that up. I mean, I can't imagine what they're going through. So I would imagine that this particular complex has a lot more than 30 residents. Is there a particular section of the complex that these particular residents live in that whatever damage that this company is referring to is it in a central point of the complex?
It looks like two different buildings, and I think it's building 6 and building 7, and I don't believe all residents in both of those buildings are impacted, but, you know, we know at least 30 of them, and I've spoke with people in the two separate buildings, and they say it's mold is what they contribute the problem to be, but it's not even that severe. The biggest problem I heard from residents is years of neglect with things like maintenance. They've been told over the last year they don't even have a maintenance man. Air conditioning units don't work, and sometimes don't work for months. People have said that they'll go on for a few months, and then they'll go out for a few months. And a lot of problems like that, according to the residents, they feel this is just some sort of way to get them out so the property owner can sell that property, which it is currently for sale.
Gotcha. The other big story that we had in our local area, a pretty busy week, is the trial coming to a conclusion. DeQuavion Snowden found guilty in the death of Ladarius Clardy. So, of course, Channel 3 covering that extensively. And one of the key takeaways from this trial was DeQuavion making statements to investigators without attorneys present. The investigators kind of were able to pin him down and get him on this charge and lead to the conviction because, you know, he's just not aware of Florida laws.
That's exactly it. And I think when you watch that testimony, him talking to investigators, the prosecutor pointed this out. DeQuavion Snowden, along with his brother Amos Snowden, both claim to be the driver of the car that ran into Ladarius Clardy and Eric Young and shot them. But the problem is, it doesn't matter whether you're the driver or the shooter. If you're a part of that, you're all going to face the same charges. And what the prosecutor even alleged to is that Snowden also was the shooter and the driver. So it's yet to be seen, though, because we have the trial next month with Amos Snowden, whether or not he'll hold that same claim that he was the driver after yesterday's conviction of his brother and the sentencing. And, you know, it's been a long time coming for these trials, Joe, 2 years now that we've been covering this story. And I spoke with Ladarius' father yesterday outside the courthouse, and he tells me it is a victory, but it's a small victory, and they want to continue to see justice for all of these other suspects involved, and that's just what we have to wait and see for.
We also saw in the reporting there altercations between the Clardy family and the Snowden family. Was this just verbal sparring where, you know, maybe people were in between, or were there actual physical episodes happening outside of the courthouse?
You know, from what I know, I've heard it was mostly some verbal spats. I don't believe anybody was held in contempt of court or anything like that, and don't hold me to that. But I just actually covered the trial for the last day yesterday, and hats off to our Sade Ray, who did a great job covering one of her first trials ever. Mm-hmm. But she was there for it. It actually happened, though, as people were walking into the lobby area. So it doesn't seem like many people really witnessed this outside the parties involved. Our camera crews were even around, but were still in the courtroom when it happened and had been kind of told, I guess, through hearsay what happened. So, yeah, it's unfortunate, too. You know, you have two families involved. Nobody wants to go through this on either side, and it's a bad situation, but like I said, you know, it's moving on now to the Amos Snowden trial.
Talking with Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and anchor. The other story that I wanted to talk to you about, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, both you and the PNJ, putting out updates this week about the Dr. Elaine Sharp case. I thought it was odd that the FDLE comes out and says, hey, no charges are being filed, but in like 6 months, we're going to charge her with this, 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 and this. Am I the only one that thinks that way?
Yeah, that is confusing, too, because it's very rare you see a law enforcement agency announce something like this. I mean, even going back to, not even to compare the two, but you have this Carly Russell story in Hoover, Alabama, where detectives refuse to announce if they're going to press charges.
Yeah.
They haven't announced charges. One may believe that that's what they're building up to.
Right.
But for FDLE to announce these are the charges she could face, but not yet. I'm no lawyer, but maybe they plan on adding some more to that. That story is really, really gripping. It's grabbed a lot of people in the community, I think, that didn't realize they were impacted by this. I mean, she has given out, I think, somewhere over 350,000 to 400,000 oxycodone pills over the years, and thousands of dollars of cash were seized from her bank account, things like that. And to my knowledge, she's still practicing as an OBGYN. She just can't sell controlled substances. We're looking at this one close because something could break, you know, any day.
And last story we wanted to get to with Tanner, the city of Milton a week and a half ago votes unanimously to move forward with contract negotiations for Scott Collins to be the city manager. Mayor Heather Lindsay said this is one of the biggest decisions that the council will ever make. And 2 days later, it runs completely off the rails. Last night was the first time the council was in the same room since this all went south. What do you make of it?
You know, it sounds like a future city manager or almost future city manager, had just decided that he didn't want to take part in all of the dealings that he was going to be in. From what I know in this story, Scott Collins felt that there were people that maybe didn't want him to have this job for whatever reason, whether they had wanted someone else in the position or anything. It seems he didn't even take it personal, but he cited didn't want to take part in the politics of the city. I think there were some doings with his contract that seemed to go wrong between the city attorney and other city officials, where some people wanted a hand in the negotiations that felt they weren't taking a part in that. Collins ultimately said, though, you know, it would be a big move for his family, and he didn't feel that he would be the right fit for this job with all the politics going on. And the way the world is today, I wish the guy the best. Maybe he'll go on and do whatever he chooses.
And Tanner, we'll get you out on this. It is Barbenheimer weekend. We've got the Barbie movie and Oppenheimer. I'm going to make you choose one of the two. Now, you were pretty revealing last weekend when you talked about your guilty pleasure. So are you really going to sit here and choose Barbie over Oppenheimer, or are you just going to man up and see both of them this weekend?
I'm going to have to replay last week's segment for my wife, because she'll get the biggest kick out of that and take credit for this Vanderpump Rules thing going on. But, you know, we've talked about the Barbie Oppenheimer thing. My wife throws these T-shirts in my face that she finds online that say Barbenheimer, as if we need those kinds of things. And she wants me to try to do the double feature. Never in my life have I done a double feature. I just don't know if I have enough time, but hey, we may end up doing that this week. I'm up for Oppenheimer. But Ryan Gosling's entertaining, too. The whole cast in the Barbie movie is. Never owned a Barbie in my life, Joe. It's more of a G.I. Joe guy. I'll see them both, though.
So are you saying that you may be around town in a hot pink Barbie Smedium T-shirt? Is that what I just heard?
If I am, you won't see it, because I'll have a white T-shirt over that.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I think that with the Blue Angels hat, that's the look this weekend.
I'm going to talk to my family then. I'm going to see if we can invest in one of these Barbieheimer T-shirts then, and we'll see if we can make a combo.
All right. Tanner, you have a good weekend, sir. We appreciate the time as always. Have a good weekend, and good luck on the shirt hunt this weekend.
Thank you much, Joe. Have a good weekend, and we'll catch up on those movies.
All right. Sounds good, Tanner. Appreciate the time as always. 4:50, right before we get to our commercial break, let's get a quick check of the roads and weather. Gracie?
Well, our roads are looking pretty good. Just typical afternoon traffic, 98 westbound leaving Windhaven Beach heading to Navarre. Expect some delays. If you see something else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For this weekend, the weather, we're going to see some rain tomorrow, mostly in the afternoon, but it's still going to be pretty hot with highs in the 90s. For tonight, clear skies and a low of 81. Also, heat advisory still in effect until 7 p.m. this afternoon. 93 in Pensacola, 92 in Gulf Breeze, and 93 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, when we come back, we just talked about Barbenheimer. The Cleveland Clinic is out with the four tips to get you through the 5-plus-hour binge watch if you are going for it. We'll have that coming back. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
What does it mean to have peace of mind? It doesn't just happen. It's by design.
PGT Custom windows and doors are designed to stand up against some of the strongest weather conditions, guard against intruders, and reduce outside noise, adding value to your home. All you have to do is close it, lock it, and forget about it, giving you peace of mind. That's the freedom of PGT.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Daryl Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call him today, 850-438-5444. Daryl Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Bobby girl in the Bobby world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic.
Like it.
That's right. It's Barbie weekend. Get you in the mood if you're going to go see Barbie or Oppenheimer in theaters. We're going to give you all the tips you need if you're doing a back-to-back show.
Oppenheimer, yeah, back-to-back.
So we're going to give you all the tips on that in just a bit. But first, quick look at traffic. I-10, I-110 looking good. Just typical delays for this weekend. Expect some rain tomorrow and Sunday, but it's still going to be hot with a heat advisory in effect for tomorrow. It's 93 right now in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 92 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 93 with your traffic and weather together.
Yeah, both of those movies getting $33 million from previews last night. So I checked the AMC app today to talk to, I keep going back and say, well, you know, maybe if I can escape for like the 10:30 p.m. showing tonight or tomorrow. But I mean, it's just about sold out. But even if it's not sold out at the AMC, it's pretty packed. And so I may just have to wait until next weekend. I don't really want to, though, because I'm really in the mood.
Yeah.
I'm driven by the tides I get caught up in the excitement and the emotion of it. So that's where I'm at now, but I don't think it's going to happen with Oppenheimer this weekend, which is unfortunate. But if you are seeing Barbenheimer this weekend, the Cleveland Clinic is out with 4 tips to get you through the 5-plus-hour binge watch. I don't even know, to be honest with you, what the Barbie movie runtime is. I know Oppenheimer's right at 3 hours, of course, with previews. That's like 3.5 hours. So I would imagine Barbie's kind of around 2.
Yeah, Google's saying 1 hour, 54 minutes.
All right, so that's another 2.5 hours that you're committing there. So, I mean, that's a full work day.
Yeah.
Right there. So, number one, stay hydrated. A good strategy is to have multiple beverages with you, water, soda, or Gatorade, maybe something with caffeine as well. I'm a slushy guy. Every time I go to the movie, I get the large slushy. I usually drink it all before the movie starts and then go back and get the refill, but they're saying to have a good mix of beverages. Mix in some healthy snacks. If you go straight for the popcorn and sugary candy, you're going to crash fast. So mix in some protein like beef jerky or even a hot dog as well. Get comfy. You're going to be hanging out there for a while, so pick a theater with seats that allow you to shift your position to keep you comfortable. You know, my only criticism of the AMC Theater, I love the AMC Theater. It's where I go pretty much exclusively, but I would love to see the IMAX or one of the other smaller theaters be upgraded to have the recliner seats.
Yeah.
That needs to happen. So whatever congressman or senator we need to call to get on that, I will lead that effort. Finally, get up and walk around. Obviously, it's not possible during the movies, but hopefully you have enough time in between to walk around, maybe even do some light stretching. So I wonder if we went to the AMC and we saw maybe some people with some yoga mats out in the foyer areas getting some stretching on.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah, maybe like a workout Barbie outfit so then you can stretch in between. It would
there
be
you
perfect.
Go.
And you dress
like
with the theme.
Yeah, so let us know if you're seeing one or both. Which one did you decide on? 850-437-1620. I know you're out there because everything's sold out for Oppenheimer at the IMAX tonight. So 850-437-1620. If you're seeing both, you have any strategies or plans too, let us know. 4:59 right now. That's going to do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. We'll be back for a full rundown of everything going on in your world today. Happy Friday, everybody. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.